In this moment, imagine you hold the power to transform your life's greatest challenges into your most profound victories. How, you might ask? Today, we dive deep into the heart of Stoicism, an ancient philosophy that has empowered individuals to thrive in adversity and find serenity amidst chaos for centuries. Think about the last time you faced a situation that tested your patience or shook your confidence. How did you respond? Were you a prisoner to your immediate reactions, or did you choose a response that reflected your deeper values and convictions? This is where Stoicism shines, guiding us to respond to life's challenges with courage, wisdom, and equanimity. The Stoics, ancient philosophers known for their practical approach to life, had a lot to say about this. They believed that while we might not have control over the events that happen to us, we do have control over how we interpret and respond to these events. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what's within our control, encouraging a detachment from external circumstances and an anchoring in our own reasoned choices. It's this Stoic wisdom that can inspire us to pause, reflect, and choose a course of action that is reasoned and deliberate rather than impulsive and reactive. But why is this important? Think about how much of our stress, regret, and frustration comes from knee-jerk reactions to things people say or do. Now imagine if, instead, you could remain calm, centered, and thoughtful even when the world around you is anything but. This isn't just about improving your peace of mind. It's about becoming a more effective, compassionate, and resilient person, qualities that can transform not only your life but also the lives of those around you. In our conversation today, we'll explore various strategies that draw from both modern psychology and Stoic philosophy to help you develop this responsive mindset. We'll look at how to cultivate mindfulness, the importance of identifying and expressing your emotions constructively, and how to keep the bigger picture in mind, a perspective that the Stoics excelled at. By the end of this discussion, you'll have a toolkit of strategies to help you pause, assess, and respond thoughtfully to whatever life throws your way. So let's embark on this journey together, learning to anchor ourselves in the wisdom of Stoicism and the power of our own minds to choose our responses, transforming our experiences and interactions for the better. Understanding the significance of responding over reacting, a journey of empowerment and control. Imagine you're in a high-pressure situation, a tense meeting at work, an argument with a loved one, or an unexpected setback. Your heart races, emotions surge, and instinctively, you feel the urge to react. But what if, instead of reacting impulsively, you paused, took a deep breath, and chose to respond thoughtfully? This simple yet profound shift can transform not only the immediate outcome but also your entire approach to life. Let's first delve into the nature of reactions. Reactions are immediate, emotional, and often driven by our primal instincts. When we react, we surrender control to our emotions, allowing them to dictate our behavior. This can lead to regret, damaged relationships, and decisions that don't align with our deeper values. Consider a common scenario. Someone cuts you off in traffic. The typical reaction might be a burst of anger, honking, or yelling. While this reaction is natural, it usually escalates the situation, increases stress, and does little to resolve the issue. Now, imagine if, instead, you acknowledged your frustration, took a moment to breathe, and chose to let it go, focusing instead on your safety and well-being. This response not only diffuses your anger but also preserves your peace of mind. Responding, in contrast, involves a deliberate choice. It's about creating a space between the stimulus, the event, and your action. This space is where your power lies. By responding, you engage your rational mind, consider the broader context, and act in alignment with your values and long-term goals. The Stoics, ancient philosophers renowned for their practical wisdom, emphasized this distinction between reacting and responding. They believed that while we cannot control external events, we can control our interpretations and reactions to these events. This perspective is not about suppressing emotions but about understanding them and choosing our actions mindfully. Why does this distinction matter? The significance of responding overreacting extends beyond personal well-being. It influences our relationships, professional effectiveness, and overall quality of life. Here's why. Thoughtful responses foster healthier, more constructive interactions. When you respond with empathy and understanding, you build trust and deepen connections. By taking a moment to pause and reflect, you make more rational and informed decisions, reducing the likelihood of regret and negative consequences. Responding thoughtfully helps you navigate challenges with composure and strength, increasing your resilience and ability to adapt to change. Each time you choose to respond rather than react, you reinforce a habit of mindfulness and self-control, contributing to your overall personal development. To fully appreciate and embody the significance of responding overreacting, let's explore practical strategies grounded in both Stoic philosophy and modern psychology. Mindfulness meditation is a powerful tool for cultivating awareness and presence. By regularly practicing mindfulness, you train your mind to observe thoughts and emotions without immediate judgment. This practice creates a mental buffer, allowing you to respond rather than react. Engage in reflective journaling to process your experiences and emotions. Each day, take a few moments to write about situations where you reacted impulsively and those where you responded thoughtfully. Reflect on the outcomes and what you can learn from each experience. This practice enhances self-awareness and reinforces the habit of thoughtful response. When faced with a triggering event, practice the pause technique. Take a deep breath, count to 10, and allow yourself a moment to gather your thoughts. This brief pause can be enough to shift from a reactive state to a responsive one. Learn to reframe your perspective on challenging situations. Instead of viewing a setback as a failure, see it as an opportunity for growth and learning. By changing your narrative, you alter your emotional response and open up new possibilities for action. Incorporate Stoic practices such as daily reflection and premeditatio malorum, premeditation of evils. Reflecting on your day and anticipating potential challenges helps prepare your mind to respond with equanimity and reason, even in the face of adversity. Understanding the significance of responding overreacting is a journey of empowerment and self-mastery. It's about reclaiming control over your actions and emotions, aligning them with your deepest values and aspirations. This journey requires patience, practice, and a commitment to personal growth. As you embark on this path, remember that each moment presents an opportunity to practice mindful response. Whether you're navigating daily irritations or significant challenges, choose to respond with wisdom, courage, and compassion. In doing so, you not only transform your own life but also contribute to a more thoughtful, resilient, and compassionate world. The role of self-awareness in responding wisely, unveiling the power within. Imagine standing at the edge of a calm lake at dawn, the stillness reflecting the world with perfect clarity. This serene image mirrors the essence of self-awareness, a profound and transformative state of being that holds the key to responding wisely in any situation. Self-awareness is the bedrock of thoughtful response, the compass that guides us through the tumultuous seas of our emotions and reactions. Self-awareness involves a deep, reflective understanding of our inner landscape, our thoughts, emotions, triggers, and patterns of behavior. It's about knowing ourselves at a fundamental level, recognizing our strengths, vulnerabilities, and the underlying motivations driving our actions. This introspective journey can be likened to exploring a vast, intricate labyrinth, where each twist and turn reveals new insights and hidden truths. But why is self-awareness so crucial for responding wisely? To unravel this, let's consider the contrast between a person who reacts impulsively and one who responds with intention and clarity. When we react impulsively, we are often at the mercy of our emotions and primal instincts. In a moment of anger, fear, or frustration, our brain's fight-or-flight response takes over, clouding our judgment and propelling us into actions we might later regret. This reactive state is like a stormy sea, where each wave of emotion tosses us about, leaving us disoriented and powerless. Imagine receiving harsh criticism at work. An impulsive reaction might involve snapping back defensively or withdrawing in hurt. While these reactions are natural, they often escalate the situation or lead to misunderstandings. In contrast, a person with high self-awareness would recognize their emotional response, pause to reflect, and choose a more constructive way to address the criticism. In stark contrast, self-awareness cultivates a responsive mind. A responsive mind navigates through life's challenges with poise, discernment, and purpose. When self-aware, we become attuned to the nuances of our inner world, allowing us to observe our emotions without being overwhelmed by them. This awareness creates a space where we can pause, reflect, and choose our actions mindfully. Returning to the example of receiving criticism, a self-aware individual would acknowledge their initial emotional response, consider the feedback objectively, and respond in a way that aligns with their values and long-term goals. This might involve expressing gratitude for the feedback, seeking clarification, or discussing ways to improve. Such a response not only diffuses potential conflict but also fosters growth and mutual respect. Cultivating self-awareness is akin to polishing a mirror, allowing us to see our true selves with greater clarity. Here are some intriguing practices to enhance self-awareness and, consequently, our ability to respond wisely. Mindfulness meditation is a powerful practice for developing self-awareness. By focusing on the present moment and observing our thoughts and emotions without judgment, we gain deeper insights into our mental and emotional patterns. This practice helps create a mental space where we can pause before reacting, allowing us to respond thoughtfully. Engage in reflective journaling to explore your inner world. At the end of each day, write about significant events, your emotional responses, and the thoughts that accompanied them. Reflect on what triggered these emotions and how you responded. Over time, this practice illuminates patterns and provides valuable insights into your behavior. Regularly check in with yourself throughout the day to assess your emotional state. Pause for a moment, take a few deep breaths, and ask yourself, "What am I feeling right now?" and "What might be causing these feelings?" This simple practice enhances emotional awareness and helps you stay attuned to your inner experiences. Invite trusted friends, family members, or colleagues to provide honest feedback about your behavior and responses. Sometimes, others can see patterns and tendencies that we might overlook. Use this feedback as a mirror to gain a deeper understanding of yourself. Approach your journey of self-awareness with kindness and self-compassion. Recognize that everyone has blind spots and areas for growth. When you encounter aspects of yourself that are challenging or uncomfortable, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a friend. The transformative power of self-awareness lies in its ability to shift our perspective from a reactive to a responsive mode of being. It's about reclaiming the driver's seat of our lives, steering our actions with intention and clarity rather than being swept away by the currents of our emotions. Consider a scenario where you're faced with a difficult decision, such as whether to accept a new job offer that requires relocating. A reactive approach might involve making a hasty decision driven by fear of the unknown or excitement about change. However, with self-awareness, you can pause to reflect on your values, goals, and how this decision aligns with your long-term vision. This thoughtful response leads to a more informed and deliberate choice. Self-awareness is not just a skill, it's a way of life, a continuous journey of discovery and growth. By cultivating self-awareness, we unlock the power within to respond to life's challenges with wisdom, grace, and intention. We become the calm amidst the storm, the steady hand guiding the ship through turbulent waters. As you embark on this journey of self-awareness, remember that each moment offers an opportunity to deepen your understanding of yourself. Embrace this path with curiosity and compassion, knowing that the more you explore your inner world, the more empowered you become to respond wisely and authentically. In the grand tapestry of life, self-awareness is the thread that weaves clarity, purpose, and resilience into our existence. It is the foundation upon which we build our capacity to respond thoughtfully, transforming our interactions and experiences into reflections of our highest selves. The power of pausing, creating space between stimulus and response. Imagine you are a conductor of an orchestra, poised to lead a symphony. At your command, each musician waits for the perfect moment to begin, creating a harmonious masterpiece. In the same way, the power of pausing allows us to orchestrate our responses to life's stimuli with deliberate intention and clarity. This practice is not just about slowing down, it's about creating a space where wisdom can flourish, transforming our reactions into thoughtful actions. The concept of pausing before responding may seem simple, yet its implications are profound. In the split second between a stimulus and our reaction lies the potential to change the trajectory of our lives. This moment of pause, often overlooked, holds the key to mastering our emotions and behaviors. Consider a scenario where you receive unexpected criticism from a colleague. The immediate impulse might be to react defensively, allowing emotions to dictate your response. However, by invoking the power of pausing, you create a crucial buffer. This pause is not an absence of action but a presence of mind, a moment to breathe, reflect, and choose a response that aligns with your values and long-term goals. Neuroscientific research provides fascinating insights into the benefits of pausing. Our brain's amygdala, responsible for the fight-or-flight response, can hijack our reactions when emotions run high. By pausing, we engage the prefrontal cortex, the brain's center for rational thinking and decision-making. This shift allows us to move from a reactive state to a responsive one, where our actions are guided by reason rather than impulse. One of the simplest and most effective ways to pause is to focus on your breath. When faced with a triggering event, take a deep breath in and out. This act of mindful breathing grounds you in the present moment, calming your nervous system and creating a space for thoughtful reflection. Implement the 5-second rule, count slowly to 5 before responding. This brief delay interrupts the automatic reaction cycle, giving you a moment to assess the situation and choose a more reasoned response. Regular mindfulness practices, such as meditation or mindful walking, train your mind to become more adept at pausing. These practices enhance your ability to stay present and aware, making it easier to incorporate pauses into your daily interactions. During your pause, ask yourself reflective questions such as, "What is really happening here? What is the best outcome I can achieve?" And, "How can I respond in a way that aligns with my values?" These questions shift your focus from immediate emotional reactions to thoughtful consideration. The power of pausing extends beyond individual moments. It transforms our overall approach to life. By cultivating the habit of pausing, we enhance our emotional intelligence, build stronger relationships, and make more deliberate choices. Pausing allows us to observe our emotions without being controlled by them. This heightened emotional awareness enables us to understand the underlying causes of our feelings and manage them more effectively. For instance, recognizing that your anger in a situation stems from a deeper sense of insecurity allows you to address the root cause rather than merely reacting to the surface trigger. In interpersonal interactions, the ability to pause fosters empathy and understanding. When we pause, we give ourselves the opportunity to truly listen and consider the other person's perspective. This practice enhances communication, reduces conflicts, and strengthens the bonds of trust and respect. Pausing shifts our decision-making process from impulsive to deliberate. By taking a moment to reflect, we can evaluate the potential consequences of our actions and make choices that are in line with our long-term goals and values. This approach leads to more thoughtful and effective outcomes, whether in personal or professional settings. Imagine a heated discussion in a team meeting. Instead of reacting defensively to a colleague's criticism, you take a moment to pause. During this pause, you breathe deeply, reflect on the feedback, and respond with a question for clarification. This approach not only diffuses the tension but also demonstrates your commitment to constructive dialogue and collaboration. Consider a disagreement with a loved one. Your immediate reaction might be to argue back, but by pausing, you create a space to understand their perspective. This pause allows you to respond with empathy and compassion, transforming a potential conflict into an opportunity for deeper connection and understanding. Even in everyday situations, such as dealing with a long line at the grocery store or navigating traffic, the power of pausing can be transformative. Instead of succumbing to frustration, you take a moment to pause, breathe, and remind yourself of the bigger picture. This practice cultivates patience and resilience, enhancing your overall well-being. The power of pausing is a timeless skill, rooted in the wisdom of ancient philosophies like Stoicism and mindfulness traditions. By embracing the pause, we reclaim our agency, transforming our reactions into thoughtful responses. This practice empowers us to navigate life's challenges with grace and intention, fostering a sense of inner peace and purpose. As you integrate the power of pausing into your daily life, remember that each pause is an opportunity to create a moment of clarity and wisdom. It is in these moments that we find the space to choose our actions consciously, aligning them with our highest ideals and aspirations. In the grand symphony of life, the pause is the rest that makes the music meaningful, the silence that gives context to the sound. By mastering the art of pausing, we become the conductors of our own lives, orchestrating our responses with deliberate intention and creating a harmonious existence that reflects our true selves. Reframing perspectives, seeing challenges as opportunities. Imagine standing before a massive, intimidating mountain. The path up looks treacherous and daunting, but as you take a deep breath and shift your perspective, you begin to see not just the difficulties, but also the breathtaking vistas, the adventure, and the sense of accomplishment awaiting you at the summit. This is the essence of reframing perspectives, transforming challenges into opportunities, obstacles into stepping stones, and setbacks into setups for success. Reframing is a powerful cognitive tool that allows us to view situations from different angles. By changing our interpretation of events, we can alter our emotional responses and open up new possibilities for action. This mental shift can be transformative, turning what initially seems like a negative experience into a chance for growth and development. Consider the story of Viktor Frankl, a renowned psychiatrist and Holocaust survivor. In the most horrific circumstances imaginable, Frankl found meaning and purpose by reframing his suffering as an opportunity to understand the depths of the human spirit. His perspective not only helped him survive but also led to the development of his groundbreaking psychological approach, logotherapy. Reframing involves consciously changing the way we perceive and interpret situations. It's about asking different questions and seeking alternative narratives. This process can be broken down into several key steps. The first step in reframing is awareness. Notice when you're feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or negative about a situation. This awareness is crucial because it signals the need for a shift in perspective. Next, identify the limiting beliefs or narratives that are influencing your perception. These might be thoughts like, "I can't handle this, this is unfair," or "there's no way out." Recognize that these are just one way of interpreting the situation. Once you've identified the limiting beliefs, challenge them. Ask yourself questions like, "Is this the only way to view this situation? What evidence do I have to support this belief?" And "how might someone else see this differently?" Finally, construct a new narrative that highlights the opportunities within the challenge. This might involve seeing a failure as a learning experience, viewing a conflict as a chance to improve communication skills, or interpreting a setback as a stepping stone to greater resilience. Imagine being passed over for a promotion at work. The initial reaction might be disappointment and frustration. However, by reframing the situation, you could see it as an opportunity to seek feedback, enhance your skills, and prepare for future opportunities. This shift not only helps you grow professionally, but also positions you to seize the next chance with greater confidence. Consider a heated argument with a close friend or family member. Instead of focusing on the conflict, you can reframe it as an opportunity to understand their perspective better and strengthen your relationship. This approach fosters empathy and opens the door to deeper, more meaningful connections. Even in everyday inconveniences, reframing can be powerful. For instance, being stuck in traffic can be seen as a frustrating delay, or it can be reframed as a chance to listen to an interesting podcast, practice mindfulness, or reflect on your day. This shift in perspective transforms the experience from a negative one to a productive or enjoyable one. Psychological research supports the effectiveness of reframing. Studies have shown that how we interpret events significantly impacts our emotional and physiological responses. Reframing activates different neural pathways in the brain, promoting more positive and resilient mental states. For example, research in cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, demonstrates that changing negative thought patterns can reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety. By consistently practicing reframing, we can train our brains to default to more positive interpretations, enhancing our overall well-being and resilience. Thomas Edison, the prolific inventor, famously reframed his numerous failed attempts to create the light bulb. Instead of seeing each failure as a setback, he viewed them as valuable lessons, each one bringing him closer to success. This perspective fueled his persistence and ultimately led to one of the most significant inventions in history. Before becoming a world-renowned author, J.K. Rowling faced numerous rejections and personal hardships. Instead of succumbing to despair, she reframed her struggles as opportunities to hone her craft and tell her story. Her persistence paid off, resulting in the beloved Harry Potter series that has inspired millions. Nelson Mandela's imprisonment could have been a period of bitterness and resentment. Instead, he reframed it as a time for reflection, learning, and strategizing for a better future. This perspective not only sustained him through years of incarceration, but also prepared him to lead South Africa towards reconciliation and justice. Set aside time each day to reflect on your experiences and identify any challenges or negative thoughts. Practice reframing these situations, considering how they might offer opportunities for growth or new perspectives. Keep a gratitude journal where you regularly note things you're thankful for, especially focusing on finding silver linings in difficult situations. This practice reinforces a positive mindset and enhances your ability to reframe challenges. Incorporate mindfulness and meditation into your routine to cultivate awareness and presence. These practices help you step back from automatic reactions and view situations more objectively, making it easier to reframe them positively. Surround yourself with supportive and positive individuals who can offer alternative perspectives when you're struggling to reframe a situation. Sometimes, an outside viewpoint can provide the clarity needed to see opportunities within challenges. Reframing perspectives is more than just a cognitive tool. It's a mindset that empowers us to navigate life's complexities with resilience and optimism. By consistently practicing reframing, we cultivate the ability to see the world through a lens of possibility and potential. As you embark on the journey of reframing, remember that every challenge is an invitation to grow, every setback a setup for a comeback, and every obstacle a hidden opportunity. Embrace this mindset, and you'll find that the mountains you once feared become the very peaks that offer the most breathtaking views. Focusing on what we can control, embracing the stoic dichotomy of control. In the hustle and bustle of modern life, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by the myriad of events and circumstances that seem beyond our grasp. Whether it's the unpredictability of global events, the actions of others, or even the whims of fate, the chaos can be daunting. However, nestled within the teachings of Stoicism lies a powerful principle that can help us navigate these turbulent waters with grace and resilience: the dichotomy of control. The dichotomy of control is a cornerstone of Stoic philosophy. It posits that life can be divided into two distinct categories: things we can control and things we cannot. This simple yet profound distinction offers a pathway to serenity and empowerment. By focusing on what is within our control, we can cultivate a sense of agency and inner peace, regardless of external circumstances. One of the most intriguing aspects of the dichotomy of control is the paradox it presents. While it encourages us to focus on our actions, thoughts, and responses, it simultaneously asks us to release our grip on outcomes, other people's behaviors, and uncontrollable events. This paradoxical blend of active engagement and serene acceptance creates a balanced approach to life that fosters resilience and tranquility. Imagine your life as a series of concentric circles. The innermost circle represents what you can control, your thoughts, emotions, and actions. The next circle encompasses things you can influence, such as relationships and projects. The outermost circle contains everything beyond your control, like the weather, global politics, and other people's actions. By clearly defining these spheres, you can direct your energy where it truly matters, leading to more effective and satisfying outcomes. Epictetus, a former slave turned Stoic philosopher, exemplified the power of focusing on what one can control. Despite his external circumstances, he realized that his mind and responses were his own. His teachings emphasize that true freedom lies in mastering one's internal state rather than external conditions. This perspective allowed him to find peace and purpose even in the face of adversity. Viktor Frankl, a Holocaust survivor and psychiatrist, found solace and strength through a similar principle. In the unimaginable horrors of concentration camps, Frankl discovered that while he couldn't control his environment, he could control his attitude and response. This insight became the foundation of his therapeutic approach, logotherapy, which highlights the power of finding meaning in every situation. Begin by regularly reflecting on your day-to-day experiences. Identify situations where you felt stressed or anxious, and ask yourself whether these were within your control or not. This practice helps build awareness and discernment, allowing you to channel your energy more effectively. When faced with challenges, consciously reframe your perspective. Focus on aspects you can influence, your actions, thoughts, and feelings, rather than fixating on uncontrollable elements. For example, instead of stressing over a looming deadline, focus on organizing your time and efforts to meet it. Cultivate a habit of detachment by regularly reminding yourself of the distinction between control and influence. Meditation, journaling, or simply pausing to reflect can reinforce this mindset, helping you release unnecessary burdens and maintain inner peace. Use positive visualization to imagine how you can respond effectively to challenges. Visualize yourself handling situations with calm and composure, focusing on your actions and responses. This practice prepares your mind to act within your sphere of control, even under pressure. Embracing the dichotomy of control can transform your life in profound ways. By focusing on what you can control, you free yourself from the endless cycle of worrying about uncontrollable outcomes. This shift reduces stress and anxiety, fostering a calmer, more centered mindset. Understanding and accepting the limits of your control builds resilience. You become more adaptable and capable of navigating life's uncertainties with grace and strength. By directing your energy towards actions within your control, you become more effective and efficient. Your efforts yield better results, and you feel a greater sense of accomplishment and fulfillment. Focusing on your own actions and responses rather than trying to control others fosters healthier, more respectful relationships. You approach interactions with empathy and understanding, strengthening your connections. Consider a common scenario, a traffic jam. You can't control the traffic, but you can control your response. Instead of succumbing to frustration, you could listen to an audiobook, practice deep breathing, or use the time for thoughtful reflection. This shift transforms a stressful experience into a productive or peaceful one. At work, you might face a critical project with tight deadlines and unpredictable elements. While you can't control every variable, you can manage your time effectively, communicate clearly with your team, and maintain a positive attitude. Focusing on these aspects increases your chances of success and reduces unnecessary stress. On a larger scale, consider global issues like climate change or political instability. While individual control over these vast problems is limited, you can focus on actions within your reach, educating yourself and others, making sustainable choices, and supporting relevant initiatives. This approach channels your efforts constructively, contributing to broader change while maintaining personal empowerment. The Stoic dichotomy of control is not merely a philosophical concept. It is a practical guide to living a balanced and empowered life. By focusing on what we can control and accepting what we cannot, we align ourselves with a timeless wisdom that fosters resilience, effectiveness, and inner peace. As you embark on this journey of embracing the dichotomy of control, remember that each moment offers a choice. By consistently choosing to focus on your sphere of control, you cultivate a life of intention, clarity, and fulfillment. In the tapestry of existence, your mindful actions and serene acceptance weave a pattern of resilience and wisdom, echoing the enduring legacy of Stoic thought. Embrace this principle, and let it guide you through the complexities of modern life with the grace and strength of a true Stoic. Cultivating compassion, responding with empathy and understanding. Lastly, we emphasize the importance of compassion in shaping our responses. Stoic compassion isn't about being soft or permissive. It's about understanding our shared humanity and responding with empathy and kindness. When we approach others with compassion, we diffuse potential conflicts and create a foundation for mutual respect and cooperation. This compassionate response often transforms the dynamics of a situation, leading to more positive and constructive outcomes for all involved. The Stoics believe that we are all interconnected and that our actions affect others. By cultivating compassion, we recognize the impact of our responses on those around us. When faced with a challenging interaction, try to see the situation from the other person's perspective. Consider their emotions, motivations, and struggles. Responding with empathy not only diffuses tension but also strengthens relationships and fosters a sense of community. A practical way to cultivate compassion is to practice active listening and validation. When someone expresses their thoughts or feelings, listen attentively without interrupting or judging. Validate their experience by acknowledging their emotions and expressing understanding. This compassionate response not only fosters a deeper connection but also encourages a more thoughtful and constructive dialogue. Conclusion: embracing the journey of mindful responses. In embracing these Stoic strategies, we begin to transform our reactions into thoughtful responses. We learn to navigate our inner landscapes with the same courage and fortitude that the Stoics displayed in facing their external worlds, ultimately transforming our minds and lives in profound and meaningful ways. Remember, this journey of training your mind to respond, not react, is a lifelong practice. It requires patience, persistence, and a commitment to self-awareness and growth. But as you integrate these strategies into your daily life, you'll find yourself more grounded, resilient, and capable of navigating life's challenges with grace and intention. So let's embark on this journey together, guided by the timeless wisdom of Stoicism and the power of our own minds to choose our responses, transforming our experiences and interactions for the better.